Oh, yes, we are. We're sure that tonight, a concert happening in Peter Clark Hall by a group called Rhythm Activism is going to cure your stress. And I'm in the studio right now with one of the members of the group. And so do you want to tell us a little? This is Norman Rovrosky. And do you want to tell us a little
bit about
what's
happening?
Hello,
Emily. Hello, Guelph. Yes, we are Rhythm Activism. We are here at Guelph, the University Center Room. We are a cabaret rock and roll band, a Rebel News Orchestra. We also do weddings and parties and pierogi suppers. But tonight we are playing as part of our Jesus Was Gay tour. And everybody's going, huh? And other people are saying, well, of course, we knew that. This is our 15th album. And tonight we're doing a show which is going to be a combination of music, theater, poetry, theatrics, vaudeville, cabaret, because that's what we do. We're a cabaret rock and roll band. And, well, you're probably going to listen to one of the cuts off the new album right now, I believe. Somebody said they want to hear our song called Ronald Fucking McDonald, which is a true story about a man on the west coast of Canada who legally changed his name in order to contest a provincial by-election. But he changed his name and he donned the clothing, the personality of this very famous corporate spokesperson who everybody knows about, even here in Guelph. And he went out on the campaign trail, and well, this is what the song's all about.
Here we go.
Bonjour, comment s'il vous plaît?
Oui, avez-vous de quoi de bon pour la santé?
Propos de quoi?
La santé.
Non.
D'autres choses que des hamburgers?
Oui, vous voulez un hamburger, oui?
Non.
A lot of cigarettes, curses all the kids, hot dog at his pants. He's no hamburger huckster, he's an honest man, but he wears the same costume like the real McClown. He gets drunk in public, drinks the worst rot gut, tells all my managers to go get fucked. He's Ronald fucking McDonald. No. McDonald's can legally do to stop him.
If you're looking for musical continuity, this is not the place to be. So far this evening, we've had a little opera, we've had a little Bon Jovi singing Christmas songs, and now we have had Rhythm Activism and their song Ronald Fucking McDonald. So, just to contextualize that a little bit, CFRU is in no way responsible for the for the language of that song. I know it's like a post-contextualization, but we're assuming that we have a mature audience out there, and we do feel that the language was appropriate to the topic. I know those McDonald's drive-ins really make me want to swear a lot, too. So, moving back, if you would like a little bit more of that, there's a concert tonight in Peter Clark Hall, and maybe, Norman, you can tell us a little bit more about the tour and what you guys hope to accomplish.
Well, Rhythm Activism was responsible for that last bit of contextualized music and spoken word material, has been doing this for 13 years. We've been around for 13 years. We tour Canada, the States, Europe. Occasionally we do band shows. As I said earlier, we do weddings and parties. But we also do community cabarets where we focus on social justice issues, welfare rights, tenants' rights, poor people's rights, native rights. We do work with environmental groups, whatever. And we write material to fit whatever people want us to do. On this tour, it's quite interesting because Jesus Was Gay, if you look at the CD, which we just came out with, the cover of the CD is just a beautiful picture of Jesus, the man himself, but we got him to smile. You notice he's smiling on our cover. He's not often smiling in church. Well, we gave him some of the good sacramental wine there and got him to smile, and we had trouble getting the cover printed by printers in Winnipeg. Don't ask me why. In Guelph, obviously, no printer would refuse to print this, but in Winnipeg they did, and the record company had trouble getting the CD into record stores who didn't want to carry it because of the cover. It's not obscene, Emily, is it?
Not at all.
It's a happy, smiling Jesus wearing the same color, you know, as your T-shirt. And he's just, you know, he looks totally cool.
It's a lovely shade of lavender as well.
That's right. So that's Jesus. So if you can't find this album in the record store, phone your record store and tell them, how come you don't have the Jesus Was Gay album in there by Rhythm Activism? Because there should be no need to censor an album like this. There's nothing obscene, lewd, obnoxious about it. It's basically a plea for tolerance. The title song is a song about homophobia, and it's also a plea for appreciation of diversity, and everybody at Guelph understands that. So this is what Rhythm Activism is all about, a bit of political work and a lot of fun.
Sounds really great. How much of the tour have you accomplished so far?
We're at the tail end of the tour. We started in Boston 2 weeks ago, in Connecticut. In Boston, we played in the basement of a drag queen club, and all these gorgeous drag queens came downstairs to check us out. In New York, we played the hottest, newest club in New York called Baby Jupiter's, a place to go for food, and there were signs posted on the wall, dancing is not permitted, bylaw section 343. And we asked, what's this all about? And apparently in New York, you need a special license if you're going to have people dancing in your bar or in your restaurant. So people in the audience were sitting in their seats, squirming in their chairs, and we were dancing away on the stage because we like to dance.
Sounds unbelievable. Something like an 80s movie. You need a license to dance in this town.
Well, not here in Guelph, though, right? Nobody needs a license to dance.
No, you can dance your little feet off in
Guelph.
So
come tonight. Even though the room is carpeted, you can still dance.
So what do you hope to accomplish tonight in Guelph?
We hope to leave people smiling. We hope to have their jaws aching, you know, from laughing and smiling, and you know, their feet sore from dancing, and, you know, to get them thinking about some things they might ordinarily not have thought about. We have a bit of Bertolt Brecht in the show. We've got our buddy Jesus with us. We have Ronald the Clown. We have a heroine from the Winnipeg General Strike, a woman who we think still has something to say to women today in 1998. We have a lot of theatrics, a bit of vaudeville. We have some really amazing music. We have a bass guitar. We have a guitar. We have drums. We have a violin. And we guarantee that people will leave with a smile on their face.
Well, in context of our stress-relieving show, I can definitely say that this is something to consider for this evening.
8:30 p.m. tonight here at University Center, room 103.
That's right. So before we go, do you want to add anything else that people should know either about how to get the CD or about tonight?
Just that they should come and, be prepared to have a good time, quite simply.
All right, so the week before exams is a really, really good time to get that brain free of the books and get a smile on your face. So Rhythm Activism tonight, Peter Clark Hall. The show starts at
8:30, 8h30 pour vous francophones.
All right, and they have an opening act as well. And I understand that Gentleman Reg is going to be great. We're going to move into another break, and we're going to come back with more stress-relieving tips. Thank you very much for coming in, Norman.
My pleasure.